Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. My boys love to march around with their toy swords pretending to fight an enemy, an invisible enemy. And although they're fighting this imaginary enemy, there's a real enemy that we can't see. He's trying to destroy us. Satan is at war, and we have a choice whose side we are going to be on. His side or God's side? Are we going to march to war with the cross of Jesus going before us? Are we going to follow Christ, our royal master, who leads us against the foe? The good news is that ultimately Christ will win. I want to be on the winning side. How about you? Boys and girls, we're going to play a guessing game. Are you ready? All right, I'm going to give you some clues and you tell me the Bible story. Here we go. This person got very sick and their sister sent a message to Jesus saying, "Come, help." But did Jesus come? Not right away. And the man died. But then what happened? Jesus came back and he raised that man to life. What story is that? Did you guess Lazarus? Good job, Lazarus, you're right. Here's another one. There was a woman who was taking care of Prophet Elijah. God was providing food and water in the well, oil and flour. But one day, her only son got sick and died. Then she looked at Prophet Elijah and said, "How could this happen?" But then what happened? Can you tell me? Did you guess the boy was raised to life? Yes, you're right. We don't know the woman's name, so I don't really have a title for that story, but it's a pretty neat story, isn't it? Yes. Here's the last one. There was a woman who had done something wonderful for Prophet Elisha, and he wanted to do something wonderful for her. So he prayed, and God gave her a baby boy. Well, as that boy grew up, he helped his father in the fields. But one day the son got to him, and he said, "My head, my head." What happened to that boy? He died. But then the woman, what did she do? She went to Prophet Elisha, and she told Prophet Elisha to come. And what did he do? He came and... what happened? You're right. He came and the boy was raised to life. What do all those stories have in common? Someone died, And that person was raised to life. You're right. Well, today we're going to learn about Eutychus. We learned last time that Eutychus had been listening to one of Paul's sermons, and what happened? He fell from the window. But before we get started with today's lesson, let's bow our heads in prayer. Lord, please be with us. Give us your spirit. Give us understanding. Help us to put aside the distractions. Maybe put down the phones. Turn off the radio or the TV. Help us to find a quiet place to spend with you. To think about you and what you've done in your power. Amen. When Eutychus fell from the window that night in Troas, Paul hurried down the stairs with the others and knelt beside the dead boy. Then he put his arms around him and prayed. People were sobbing, they were crying, but as Paul held the boy, he knew that Jesus had given him his life back. Everyone stopped crying when they heard what Paul said. Let's read what Paul said in Acts chapter 20, verse 10. Acts chapter 20, verse 10. Where is Acts in the Bible? Do you know? It's in the what testament? Old Testament or New Testament? The New Testament. You're right. Acts, and then after Acts, then where? Chapter 20, 20. Those are the big numbers. And then let's look at verse 10. Acts chapter 20, verse 10. Here's what it says.
But Paul went down, fell on him, and embracing him said, "Do not trouble yourselves, for his life is in him."
He told everyone, his life is in him. What had Jesus done? Given him his life back. Do you think anyone was sleepy after that? Oh, absolutely not. They were wired. They were so happy. They praised God as they went upstairs. And that's where they had the communion meal. Look at verse 11. Acts chapter 20, verse 11.
Now, when we had come up, had broken bread and eaten and talked a long while, even till daybreak, he departed.
Wow, then they talked all night, until daybreak. All night long they shared and they talked. Soon it was daylight. And you know what? With daylight came the ship. Paul needed to leave. He needed to leave Troas, and his friends hurried to get on board, but Paul decided to walk to the next port where the ship would stop. It was kind of like along the coast. So the ship could travel along and stop at these different places and load up cargo and get things and unload things, and then they would go to the next port. And it was kind of like hopping from place to place to place. Well, instead of Paul riding on the ship, he's like, you know what? I could just walk to the next port. So that's what he did. He walked. It would take less time to walk there than to go the long way around on the ship. He kind of cut across. Look at verse 13.
Then we went ahead to the ship and sailed to Assos, there intending to take Paul on board, for so he had given orders, intending himself to go on foot.
As he walked alone, Paul thought of the churches that Jesus had helped him to start. He thought of the many Christians who still needed a lot of loving care. And he thought about the problems in the different churches. He was glad that he was able to write letters to those churches. Oh, but oh, how he wished he could go and spend time with each one of them. Do you know what those letters are? We have many of them in the Bible. 1 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians, those are letters that Paul wrote to Corinth. Philippians, that's a letter he wrote to the church in Philippi. Ephesians, that's the letter that he wrote to the church in Ephesus. He loved those churches. He cared for those churches, and he wanted to see those churches live and grow and become bigger and share God's message with others. Wow, Paul was an amazing leader. He loved his churches. He cared about them. You know, I'm sure that your church has some strong leaders in it. They need our prayers, boys and girls. What they do and the burdens that they carry are not easy. Satan wants to wipe them out because if he can wipe out the leaders in our church, he can destroy the church. But you know what? God is more powerful. We want to pray for our leaders right now. And I want to challenge you, maybe to do something nice for one of the leaders in your church. Find something that they would appreciate. Do something to help them. Find a way to make their burdens a little lighter. Let's bow our heads and pray for them. Lord, you know the leaders that we have in our churches. Please empower them, encourage them, help them, and give them the strength that they need to continue helping to lead our churches. Help us to spread your message to others. Help us to grow stronger ourselves in the faith. In your name, amen. Our memory verse today is Psalm 46:1. I love this verse. It's a special promise. It says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. When we're in trouble, what can we do? Turn to Jesus.
Psalm 46:1.
Story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.